Hi, it's time now for The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge, and we enjoy sharing good stuff with you because we know that it just makes everybody's day go a little bit smoother. Right, Mike?
Right. And I'm going to, speaking of making things go smoother, yep. Tri-State Livestock News.
Let's
talk about them for a minute. You might have noticed that they're not the glossy urban agri magazine. True enough, they bypassed the glitz for real. Hard-hitting ranching news. That's Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. Visit them online at tsln.com. Or, of course, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Lemon Livestock, with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday, they're sending out Merry Christmas wishes from Paul Huffman and the staff. Also, Integrity Meats in Belfouche is grateful for customers and community. Holidays are a time to open our hearts, pause, reflect, and pray. Have a blessed Christmas. And from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, make plans to add Medora, North Dakota to your vacation next year to visit the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
I thought maybe I would finish up with my 30 signs that you grew up on a ranch. As Jim had featured this a long time ago here on the Good Stuff program, I got through about half of those. So I have a few more of those. Remember we left off with, do you fear hearing the words cows are out?
Yep.
And so that's where we left off. So number 9 is travel is measured in time, not distance. How far is it? Well, it's about 3.5 hours.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Cell phone service, cable television, and high-speed internet were all once considered luxuries.
Oh, yes. Mm. Boy.
Lunch was dinner, and dinner was supper.
And grew up that way. As it should still be.
Yes. You could drive a tractor before you could drive a car. And you drove a car before you ever attended a driver's education class.
That's right.
I always thought that was one of the differences between country kids and town kids. Town kids, most of them, driver's education was one of their first experiences.
Yes.
There. Here's one you'll remember.
Which, by the way, scared the country kids.
That's true. Here's one. You made forts out of hay or snow or both.
Yep.
You have jumped on more hay bales than you have ever jumped on trampolines.
Yeah.
And number 15, regardless of what city you are currently in, your first instinct upon hearing the toot of a horn is that someone is trying to say hi.
Absolutely.
Those are signs that you grew up on a ranch, as heard here on The Good Stuff.
That's right. Okay, now I've got something from Darwin Yeager. It's called Things My Mom Taught Me. My mom taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. My mom taught me religion. Such as this quote, you better pray that will come out of the carpet. My mom taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My mother taught me logic. Because I said so. That's why. My mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. You never hear that at all anymore.
No, you don't.
My mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. Ooh, I remember that one. My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. My mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? Do you remember this one, Mike? My mother taught me about stamina. You'll sit there until that spinach is gone.
I never did like spinach.
My mother taught me about weather. This room of yours looks like a tornado went through it. Another thing my mom taught me about was hypocrisy. If I told you once, I told you a million times. Don't exaggerate. That's a good one. My mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father.
Ooh, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
There you go. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in the world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. And a wrap up, my mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until we get home. My mother also taught me medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they are going to get stuck that way. I don't know. These are all things mom taught me, and I think entirely too many of them ring true. Mike, what do you think?
Kind of remember a lot of those, don't we?
Yeah, if there's more of them, maybe we'll hit those later.
Do you have one of those trash talk cards to leave us with today?
I do, as a matter of fact. Here's one. I was going to drown my troubles, but then he learned to swim.
Thanks, Tiana, for sending those to us. And thanks you to everybody out there for listening to The Good Stuff.